This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. LCMS church leaders Reverend John Mell and Reverend Dr. Al Culver currently are visiting Papua New Guinea. While there, they are holding a pastor's conference as well as meeting with the Church Council of the Good News Lutheran Church. Reverend Dr. Al Culver is the LCMS Director of Church Relations. He tells about how the Good News Lutheran Church of Papua New Guinea was formed.
Dr. Otto Hinze went to Papua New Guinea in 1948. And so this church has existed now for 65 years. And Dr. Hinze worked here for about 9 years before the first baptisms occurred. And then after that, many people were baptized.
And Lutheranism continued to grow.
Many of the Anga people are Lutheran. About 20% of the entire population of Papua New Guinea is Lutheran. Up in the Anga Highlands, where I'm at right now, there's at least a 60-some-year tradition of being Lutheran. And the Good News Lutheran Church feels a great debt to the Missouri Synod for bringing the gospel to them.
Reverend Mell and Reverend Dr. Culver have been overwhelmed by the welcome they've received from people in Papua New Guinea.
Well, it's actually very humbling. It's incredible. Yesterday, we stopped at a couple of places, and in one place, there must have been 500 people lined up alongside of the road, singing songs of welcome as we came into the church. And in some cases, we were only there for a short time. And the last place we visited, the people had waited all day long for us to arrive. And you have all these people lined up along the road just waiting for us to come and say just a few words to them. On the one hand, it's totally overwhelming and totally humbling because they're only standing there out of gratitude to the Missouri Synod and by extension to us as representatives of the Missouri Synod because our church brought the gospel to this people who did not have the gospel before 1948.
Because of their enthusiasm, the Good News Lutheran Church of Papua New Guinea expects high growth rates.
This church is very eager for the Missouri Synod to be more involved, to send more teachers and missionaries. There's a complex history. In the 70s and 80s, we sent fewer missionaries. And in the late 60s, early 70s, there were 300 missionary families in Papua New Guinea. And so that's part of the reason why we're received so well when we come here is because they keep saying this is the return of the Missouri Synod. In fact, they typically sing songs, "Welcome, Missouri Synod. You brought us the gospel, and now you're back." And so there's great potential here for the gospel.
The pastor's conference is one of many events on the agenda during their visit.
Well, we're looking forward to the pastor's conference where most of the pastors of the church will be gathered, and they want to hear instruction about how to be better pastors and also about the church.
Reverend Dr. Culver and Reverend Mell will continue their services in Papua New Guinea until Monday. This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.